Nashville's professional Ultimate Frisbee team is only 3 years old, and it's not known for winning many games. But it does have something that sets it apart from the other professional teams in the country. It has the only woman in the entire league. WPLN correspondent Caroline Leland reports on this player's quest to bring more women into the sport.
It's just before the start of the fourth quarter, and the Nashville Night Watch is behind by 11 points. This is the last home game of the season. The Night Watch has not won a single game this year, so they've set themselves a less ambitious target.
Yeah, our goal coming in was winning this quarter, right? Ready? Watch on three. One, two, three.
Watch!
Hey, first throw.
These are paid professional athletes in the American Ultimate Disc League. It's a non-contact sport that looks like a cross between soccer and football, but with a frisbee. Two opposing teams of seven on a large, grassy field alternate taking offense and defense after each point is scored. The professional league has only been around for 5 years. It's not officially a men's sport, but this year is the first time a woman has played a season.
Number two, Jesse Schaffner!
High side tie, yes.
Jesse Schaffner was named the 2016 College Player of the Year when she was at the University of Oregon. The Nashville native is 5'1 and looks even shorter on the field surrounded by lanky men.
I predominantly play offense, generally in the handler set, but I can flex downfield or just fill wherever they need.
Nightwatch communications manager Jim Surface says Schaffner has been a highlight of the team's tough year.
She's what you call an ankle breaker. She's got really quick agility.
Yeah, Jesse! There we go! Yeah, Jesse!
He says even the competitors' fans cheer her on.
Most places that we've traveled to have given her a standing ovation. A lot of pioneer moments in this season, even though it hasn't really showed up in the win column.
But being the only woman in a sports league is not easy. She went from being the star player on a women's champion college team to competing against men on a pro team with a terrible record.
It's hard. Boys are generally larger than me and can cover ground faster. And that has been challenging. And hard not to put the pressure of my performance on like a reflection of women everywhere.
And staying motivated is even harder because she's not a fan of the league in the first place. Many Frisbee insiders think the pro league brings hard-earned legitimacy to the sport, but others, like Schaffner, fear that the game is becoming too regulated and exclusive.
I'm not even for the pro leagues, but I'm here because I think it's important. Once I started playing Frisbee, the only thing I heard was you play like a boy.
Watch!
Women being viewed as powerful and strong and competent and strategic is so important for the world.
Her team captain, Tyler Conger, points out she is a role model. At a Nightwatch game in Raleigh this year, high school girls ran through a tunnel formed by the Nashville team and played an exhibition game during halftime.
It was all because Jesse was there. Jesse talked. They talked and looked at Jesse like she was like a huge superstar.
Hey, congratulations.
At the end of the Nightwatch's final home game, the team congratulates their opponent. Nashville scored more in the fourth quarter, but not enough to win the overall game. They ended their season 0-14. And next year, they won't even have the novelty of a female player. Schaffner decided she prefers the culture of club frisbee. She's joining an elite women's team in Colorado. But even though she's stepping out of the spotlight, she hopes more girls and women will join her on the field. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Caroline Leland.